Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good morning, Black Twitter. It's the me, Jeannie. Today, I tweet for everyone who got that reference. And if you didn't get that reference, I'm sorry. It's a Mario from Nintendo? Do you know Nintendo? What's it like living under that rock? I kid. Did you miss me? We're on our new Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule for Good Morning Black Twitter episodes. And I gotta say, I kinda can't wait to get back to daily episodes for the show. But for now, I'm also liking having more time to sleep in and get other things done. And to be real, I'm using a lot of that time that I have now to figure out other stuff for the show. So win. Speaking of stuff for the show, a few people haven't claimed their newsletter gift. And if you don't want it, that is fine by me. Shoving free stuff down people's throats is not my way. I will worry about myself, okay? You say no, can't you? I will drive. I'm just mentioning it in case some of you forgot, there's a gift some of you haven't claimed. Meanwhile, if you've not signed up, go to goodmorningblacktwitter.com and sign up for the newsletter. It's free, it's out every Saturday. Get with the winning team if you like nice things. And while we're at it, whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. So y'all, this Kendall Jenner Vogue backlash really has me just like, can we not and say we didn't? First of all, I'm stressed, okay? I'm out here looking like a damn Mr. Crab meme because I don't know what to do. Because the last thing I ever want to do is defend a discount Kardashian. But y'all gonna make me do it. Y'all are gonna cause me to defend a janky Jenner on today. And you know why I'm gonna side with the jump off Jenner? Because ballet stans are hella gatekeepy and selective about who they call out for stuff. Nothing is ever good enough for the ballet, and I have your receipts. Y'all remember Ciara's I Bet video? I watched ballet stans unroll scrolls worth of text on why Ciara was disrespecting ballet because her form wasn't proper when she was on point in the video. Y'all might not know this, but ballet Twitter had a field day. There's even a hashtag you can probably still find, hashtag sickle city, as in her foot looks like a sickle because her point technique is wrong. Someone even had the nerve to say that Ciara should just hire a dancer for her own video. Like Ciara's not a dancer herself. All because her point technique was wrong. You know who else hired dancers? Beyonce. And I think it's pretty safe to say that Beyonce's dance training isn't as advanced as Ciara's, right? We can agree on that. That's not controversial. Like taste, song selection, and visual direction aside, when it comes to dance capability, Ciara is the more capable dancer than Beyonce. We can agree on that, right? But in her green light video, Beyonce and her dancers are in point heels with one of her dancers clearly giving Sickle City foot, and there's not a peep from the peanut gallery. There's not a tweet on that Sickle City hashtag or a single concern about technique when it came to Beyonce's Greenlight video. But oh wait, there's more. We can all agree that movies generally star actors, yes? Black Swan is a movie starring an actor. Black Swan is a movie about a dancer. Do you know ballerinas left and right were upset because they dared to cast an actor in a role portraying a dancer? I wish I was making this up.
Why didn't they just hire a real dancer?
Because the dancer wouldn't be a Hollywood actor, and Hollywood movies usually star Hollywood actors. That's who they would require for the role. And can I say Natalie Portman did a great job in that role? Shout out to her. Could you imagine if doctors got mad at TV shows and movies like, they should have hired a real doctor for that role? Now we have Kendall Jenner, a model. I gotta get that taste out my mouth, hold on. Model, magazine. Y'all would have thought Kendall Jenner took a job from a dancer, like she just walked herself into the ballet and said,
excuse me, Yachts, you've been training your whole lives, but I'm here now. Step aside.
But no, a model in a magazine put on dance attire and pretended to move around a dance studio for however long it took them to get the shot. Why are y'all so pressed? It's not Kendall Jenner's fault that ballet is really competitive and you age out by the time you're 30. It's not Kendall Jenner's fault that the magazine that decided they wanted her for this shoot also decided that they wanted her to model as a dancer. It's also not Kendall Jenner's fault that professional dancers don't get asked to model. She's a model on a magazine. She's in her lane, doing what models do, show up to a shoot and pose. And if your beef is with the magazine, that doesn't make sense either. Guess what? Magazines want models. They pretty much go hand in hand. The higher profile the magazine, the higher profile the model they're gonna want. And those models pretend to be a plethora of things. Doctors, gazelle, oak trees, any number of things. Whatever the magazine says they want that model to be, that model's gotta be for the day. Because that's what models do. They are there to interpret and portray and really just sell you stuff. And by the way, there have been dancers portrayed in magazines. Hey, Misty Copeland Boo, hey. But ballet is suddenly the sacred thing that nobody can touch, that neither actors, models, or even other dancers can dare dip their toe into. Get over yourselves. Other than the fact that you can seriously injure yourself if your technique is wrong when you go on point, I haven't seen a single argument in this whole discussion that isn't just real gatekeepy. And before you even try to come out your face on some genie, you don't dance, you don't know what you're talking about, I trained in jazz, modern, tap, African, and ballet. Shout out to Alvin Ailey. Try me. Are you a dancer clutching pearls over Kendall Jenner? Or do you think this is all just blown out of proportion? Holla at me in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or tweet me at GMBTShow on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. Let's lock arms and get over this hump day together, shall we? Good morning, Black Twitter.